Don't just do something. Stand there. Stand there. Man, this was a revelation to me. I'm a doer, as I said. And, you know, I do this and this and this. I've accomplished something. I've glorified God, haven't I? Have I? Blackaby is saying that if my doing isn't in line with what God is up to, then I've only wasted my time and my energy. Do you hear that? I may have had the best intentions, but I have really accomplished nothing. The relationship with God must come first. We have to first understand what God is up to. Then and only then can we line ourselves, our energies, our God-given gifts and talents up with God and actually accomplish something for God's kingdom. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a visual person. And I just would like to know what a life in relationship with God looks like. Let's compare some characteristics of a God-centered life and a self-centered life. A God-centered life is characterized by confidence in God, dependence on God and God's ability and provision, life focused on God and God's activity, humbleness before God, trusting God alone, seeking first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, seeking God's perspective in every circumstance, working to live a holy and godly life. So a God-centered life is confidence in, dependence on, life focused on, humbleness before, trusting, seeking first, seeking God's perspective, and working to live a holy and godly life. That's a God-centered life. Let's look at a self-centered life. Life focused on oneself and one's own family. Pride and self and self's accomplishments. Displayed self-confidence. Depending on self and self's abilities. Trusting only yourself. Seeking to be acceptable to the world and its ways. Looking at circumstances from a human perspective. Selfish and ordinary living, that is, purposeless living. Now remember, this morning we're asking, why do I exist? The first reason we exist is to, do you remember? Experience God's love or care for me through Jesus Christ, right? Hopefully you have that down. The second reason I exist is to see what God is up to and then adjust my life to line up with God's will, all right? Well, let's see if we can get an example of this by our scripture this morning. First of all, who was Saul? Who was Saul? Saul became Paul, but whenever Saul was Saul, who was he? Persecutor of, I almost said prosecutor, a persecutor of Christians, right? Or in that time, they were called the Way. There weren't Christians yet. They called them the Way, all right? So, persecutor of the Way. What else? Was he a Roman? Yeah, he was a Roman. Was he a Jew or Gentile? He was a Jew. He was a Jew, but what was he in regards to Judaism? Yeah, he was a Pharisee.